Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
How long do you have to stay watching to consider yourself a good fan when your Cavs are getting blown out? I'm serious.
So I look for the little things. So I was nerding out yesterday, and my vaunted two TV setup was really just my phone.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to tweet, so I didn't want to get the picks spoiled, so I didn't need my phone. I stuck with it until about 2 minutes left in the fourth. I'm a weirdo.
I think that's fine.
I'm a weirdo.
Actually, I think that's really good.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell anybody else to do that. I wouldn't expect anybody else to do that.
Okay, so what do you think is, because you like to be a gatekeeper here and say, well, are we a real sports city or are we not a real sports city? Like, I am too dreading. Well, now I don't know, because at first I thought that the ratings should still be bigger for a Cavs game, and then I didn't think it was going to be a laugher by the end of the third quarter, really by the end of the first quarter. I didn't think it was going to go that way, so now I'm like, well, did the draft do better in Cleveland?
Yeah,
than
it worked
the game
out
did?
Perfectly for the draft to do better, because you could just tune it over. I mean, turn it over at halftime, right? And then keep an eye on the score, or maybe watch the first 3 minutes of the second half,
yeah,
and then you're done. You saw the players had basically waved the white flag 3 minutes into that third quarter. I mean, they scored 16 points.
Do you got to watch the whole thing?
No, you don't.
So
I wouldn't expect anything.
Because I watched when the Browns got hammered by Houston, and I just sat there and just took it in, and I told you somebody sent me a video of their dog humping a pillow in front of the television. That was the most entertaining thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit here. I'm going to have some drinks. I'm going to watch this whole game and take it in because, I don't know when they're ever going to go again, and it's such a big deal.
You have to watch the whole Browns playoff game, or any game for that matter, because, you know, you're also analyzing every guy, their body language. You're looking for something to support an argument you might have made.
Yeah.
Hey, did they give up on the coach? Are they mad at the coach? Are they feuding with a coordinator or somebody on the sidelines? Like, you do that, you have to watch the whole game to get all that. Now, I understand, like, in September, Browns are getting blown out. It's nice out. You want to go outside, go golf. How many, during the 0-16, 1-15, how many times did people say, I don't know about you guys. I was outside. I was fishing. I was having a good time with my friends.
If you're going to turn it on, because there are people, they have their own silent protest. If you're going to turn it on, three quarters. Got to get to the third.
So that's your bar.
You got to give yourself a chance to let the team get back in it so you don't have to regret it. So you don't feel, because there's a secret, people can lie to themselves all the time. Look at me. You do not want to have to regret it secretly. And if there's a big comeback, there's always, like I always remember, what did he do it against the 76ers? LeBron, the 26-point comeback he had when he was with the Cavs.
Yeah.
Like, you never want to walk out on it. So I think the rule has to be at least to the end of the third quarter. And I would say in basketball, now with 20-point leads and how they come and go, I say till about 8 minutes left. Unless Tristan Thompson's already out there, then I'm thinking, all right, well, then I guess that can be it. But I think you got to get to that
level. Yeah, Marcus Morris and Tristan came in.
Yes.
Those guys seem like best friends sitting on the bench, and when they got into the game, you knew it was over.
I waited until that moment, and then I looked at who they had. They had Morris, Tristan,
Merrill.
Sam Merrill was on, but Donovan was still on the court. And I thought, okay, maybe they're just going to switch something up. Then you had Morris swing to the top of the key. He got the ball. He drove the lane. He went to kick it out and threw it directly to Jalen Suggs, who windmill dunked. And I said, that's enough for me today. I am leaving this game.
Well, famously 2013, the NBA Finals.
That was my SpongeBob meme.
Yes.
The Miami Heat fans were trying to get back into the arena.
Yes.
Remember, they showed and they wouldn't let them.
Yes.
Which I always said, just let them in. Like, if you're sitting there and you're security and you're all Miami Heat fans, like, let him back in the game. Who cares?
You can't do it. You cannot do it. Because you know that you got to have security, and then there's people trying to get in who don't have seats, and then there's becomes a big boom.
Which I think is even better. Like, fend for yourself. Let's figure it out in the stands. But that was the moment in 2013. So all those fans just missed Ray Allen hitting that shot, and they end up coming back and winning the final two games and winning the NBA Finals. So maybe it's a different story if you're at the game.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know, you never want to truly give up.
If you're at the game, you have to do what you can to try to stay for the whole game. I think that I've never left a game. I've never left a game out of disgust. The only time I've ever left a game is because a significant other wanted to go. Any sport.
I leave baseball games all the time.
I've left two Indians games early in my life, and they were both because of high school girlfriend.
Those are the ones that I feel like, you know, how you sports fans feel like they have the ability to affect outcomes through superstition.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll change your seat when you're watching a game, or you get the old thing, like, I went to the bathroom and then they scored 10 points and now I've got to stay in the bathroom for the rest. I feel like that's my opportunity to say I changed the momentum of that game by leaving.
I used to be that way.
Yeah, we always think there's something we do.
But
like, I've turned when things have gotten ugly and I was really in fan mode back during the LeBron years and they were down, I would turn the channel off and then come back real quick and then turn it off again. Just look at the score. It was a weird, stupid, immature thing I would do.
I started to do it when LeBron came back. We were still living in West Park.
I have six children.
And that first year, we were just getting ready to move out to Ridgeville. And I started to do things that were just based on superstition, like sitting in the bathroom while the game was going on, sitting in the one, because there was like a nook that we had, like a dining area, because it was a bungalow in West Park, right? And I sat there, and I stared at the wall. They were in the Bulls series. I'm staring at the wall, and I can hear the game on the TV in the background. I wouldn't look at the TV. And I had to tell myself, you have no power over this. You have to watch this game so you could talk about it. And so ever since then, I've had to tell myself, you are powerless in this pursuit. You have to see this go down. And even then, like that Dallas Cowboys game when Odell went crazy and they almost gave that lead up.
Yep.
I turned it off and sat in darkness and silence and waited for my phone to buzz with the Browns update. I did the same thing with the Tennessee game as well as that season. I swear to God, I don't like admitting it, but I was still that way. I know I have zero power over it, and I sat there in darkness in my office waiting for Browns updates to find out whether we won or whether or not something terrible has happened. You got to stay as much as you can. You got to try to stay until the end of the game. Watching 10 minutes left to go third quarter.
Yeah, it's just last night you had the draft. And
fourth quarter.
And you also had the Knicks. I don't know if you cared. You also had the Knicks game against Philly.
I believe I said yesterday, if you choose the draft over the Cavs, you're a bad fan. I was wrong.
Coming up next.
If you stayed for all of that, you might be a bad.
The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. And as mad as you are, I think you're still feeling pretty good about things. That's at 8:20 on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.